Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. In front of Christ Lutheran Church in Orpington, we have a church notice board situated near the pavement and not far from a very busy bus stop. On this notice board, we have a permanent advertisement for our preschool and space for a poster. We try to change the poster every week in hopes that those passing by or those standing at the bus stop might take a few moments to read it and be touched by God's Word. A few days ago, as I was changing the poster, I sensed that there was someone behind me. As I turned around, I saw a young man in a motorized wheelchair examining the poster that I was taking down. The poster featured a seagull in full flight. Beneath it was a stunning view of a coastline punctuated by a lighthouse. Above the scene were written words from Psalm 62, verse 5. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from Him. I said hello and introduced myself as the pastor of the congregation. With great difficulty, he said that his name was Mark. He took another second in order to read the poster once more. I then asked him if he had any questions about what the poster said, or indeed about Jesus. To my delight, he did. He became very animated and tried to articulate his questions and thoughts. Unfortunately, with all the traffic going by, I had a very difficult time understanding him. So we moved closer to the church, away from the road. Again, he began to inquire of me, but I just wasn't able to understand what he was asking. I could tell that it was important to him, so I offered a few suggestions, but they weren't the questions he had. Both of us were getting more and more frustrated by the minute, for he wanted to ask me something and I wanted to respond to his question. In desperation, I spoke to him about Jesus, how God so loved the world that he sent his Son Jesus to be among us, God in human flesh, who lived a perfect life and who died a sacrificial death, so that our sins could be forgiven, blotted out, and canceled. But this same Jesus physically rose from the dead after 3 days, demonstrating that he had defeated sin and the grave, and that his victory is now our victory over sin and the grave through faith in him and what he has done for us. He nodded, but I knew this wasn't what he wanted to ask. Eventually, we both said goodbye, and he turned his chair around and he drove out of the car park, both of us feeling extremely unsatisfied with our attempt to communicate. Since our encounter, I've often thought about Mark and how I might have been more effective in communicating with him. I honestly don't know if Mark was angry with God or if he was seeking baptism, but I do know that the questions he had were important to him, and that I couldn't answer them, and I couldn't even help him. Please pray for Mark, that he will cross the path of someone more able than I to communicate the gospel to him. Someone who can understand and respond to his questions that he has about God and his place in God's kingdom. That, as he waits upon God, his hope would come from the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you desire not the death of a sinner, but that all would repent and live. Hear our prayers for those outside of the church. Take away their iniquity and turn them from their false gods to you, the living and true God. Gather them into your holy church to the glory of your name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.